Hi, Jessica.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Emma from Local Splash. This is Jeffrey McLean, right?
Yeah, someone yesterday morning was going to call me back at around 2:30 yesterday, and I didn't get the call, but I don't know enough about like internet browsing, or no, not internet browsing. I don't know enough about computers to make my site like work effectively. I don't know how to download pictures from my phone to the picture place or make a post. So I do have some stuff. I'm leaving in just a few days for a month's vacation. So I'm thinking maybe all this should happen when I get back, and I know I have to pay another $150, but I don't know what I can get done. Anyway, yes, this is Jeffrey McLean. Sorry.
Yes, hello, sure. I understand there are things that you need to do on, you said, in your website, right? And you also have questions about like posting something. Let's see here. Sure.
What?
Let me go to the
main page. I think I'm able to get into there. I just walked in to the house to take a break, so your timing is pretty good. All right. So Local Splash, learn how to get more reviews, how Google Workspace can help HandyMac, your Google business profile is verified, login credentials, your dashboard features. So I guess I'll go to the most latest. Oops. Local Splash invited to manage HandyMac services. Okay. So should I go on the Google business profile or go to the Local Splash main
dashboard? What are you trying to do? Like, create a post? Is that it?
Well, I looked at the dashboard. I've got no reviews, no nothing. I just have some pictures up there. Another thing I tried to do the other day was try to move the main picture to a different one, but I didn't know how to do that either. My problem is I don't have a lot of knowledge about how to do this sort of stuff. I almost need like a person. I'm not sure if someone over the phone would work or whether I need someone to be right here on my computer. But let me go to my dashboard. Okay.
Yes, your client dashboard.
So I'm on the dashboard and I see my picture, Custom Woodworking Auburn, is just my business card. And so,
are you trying to change the business card?
Well,
the picture.
Yeah, there's a number of things I would do. I would change that, even though it has my information. My information is posted, all over the place. So I have no results, no leads, no profile, no ad clicks, no reviews, but 60 listings. What does a listing mean?
Okay, good question. So we'll have a walkthrough on the things that we can find here. So local leads, that is if you've got any leads, listings, that's the directories you've been listed on, meaning there were 60 directories where the business is, has been listed. So for Google profile actions, that is the number of views your Google business profile got. So if there were like people who click on your Google business profile to view your website or to ask for direction and all that, that's it. For Google ads, that's only if you have Google ads included in your subscription, but for your account, there's none. For the reviews, we don't have any reviews yet, but I can help you. There is an easier way of how to get reviews, and that's by creating a tiny URL. Have you heard of that?
No, I don't know what that is.
Okay. Well, if you'd like, I can go ahead and create one. All you have to do with a tiny URL or a short link is to send it over to someone who has tried your services. It can be to your friends, family members, or previous clients. The only requirement is that person should have a Google account. And if they do, all they have to do is to log into their Google account, click on the link, and they'll be routed directly to leave a 5-star review on your Google business profile. Do you want me to create that link?
I can find out who has Google that's on my list of people. I mean, Google's pretty popular, so I imagine I would find it. How about we do this? Let's do two things. Let's change the picture and let's post a post.
Okay, sure. Well, for the picture, though, I'll have to submit a request so we can, or hold on. I really haven't tried updating the picture myself. Let me see if it's something that can be changed or if we need someone from the back office to change it. Hold on. Give me just 1 minute, okay? But for the post, we can certainly do that. Are you on your computer right now?
Yeah, I'm on a Chromebook, but I'm looking at the site. Do I need to be on a bigger computer, a main computer?
No, that's okay. So click on the three, we call it burger line, but the three lines in the upper right, do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, click on that and then select post. There are a couple of tabs on the left-hand side, so third to the last that says post.
I see home leads, book posts. Okay, yeah. That's at the top going across the page, just the words, so I hit posts. Okay.
Yes.
So,
so
post.
It's different.
One. Yeah, it says one, but I don't remember doing one.
Yes, we did that when we tried optimizing Google business profile, but do you see add new post in red?
Yeah.
Yes, that's where you can post something. Can you give it a try?
Yeah, I did that, and then the first thing that comes up is click or drag photo here to upload image. I have a bunch of pictures on my telephone, but I don't know how to get them here.
It says, what does it say, drag or upload.
It says click or drag photo here to upload the image. But
okay.
I have no pictures uploaded.
Okay.
And
so,
don't know how to do.
Click on the, there's like an icon for a picture, right? So click on it. So click it and then it will route, it will open a new window.
Yep.
And then you have to locate where did you save the photo that you want to upload. Where did you save it? Is it in your?
It's on my telephone, which I'm talking to you on.
It's on your cell phone.
Right. Mm. It's not on my Chromebook.
I see. Well, if that's the case, sir, it's either. Do you have a personal Facebook page, or how can we do it?
I might. I haven't been on it forever.
The easier way I can think of is you have to log into the client dashboard using your phone. That's the fastest way we can do it. Or else. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
No. I understand what you're saying. How else could I take the pictures from my phone and put them onto my Chromebook?
Okay, good question. You can either, if you have Facebook, you can send it to yourself. Once it's on Facebook already, you can download it on your Chromebook. So it will be saved in the download file in your Chromebook, or else you can use your email. Email it to yourself. That's okay. Once you have it emailed on yourself, open your email in your Chromebook and then save the picture from there.
Okay, so I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to go to my, albums. Okay, Max Hardwoods, boom. So I tried this earlier and it only took 8 pictures at a time. Does that mean my internet connection is bad or? Because it's not real good. I only have one little tiny bar of power. I'm drawing off of my son's house, and it's about 300 feet away. So let me select. I'll tell you what. I'm going to select 1, 2, 3 pictures. All right, and then I'm going to send them to. So I don't have Facebook on the send to. Where can I? I don't even know.
Email. Facebook. Email. What about Gmail? Send it to Gmail instead.
Yeah, you know what happened was when I sent it to my Gmail account, it was coming from my Gmail account. So I thought I was doing something wrong. Okay. So I'm going to go to send it to mail, okay, to the same as it's coming from, which seems weird to me, but okay. So these are pics. Okay, and then boom. And then, so should I do small, medium, large, or actual size?
Select actual size so we won't distort the image.
Okay. That's 5 megs. Hopefully it'll work. All right. So what if I go, so now if I go to my mailbox, Gmail, go to that one. That all. I haven't seen anything yet. Nothing has come in yet.
Yes. Well, it's pictures, and you said it's quite heavy, right? So it may take some time.
Right, 5.2 megs. Yeah, it's going to take a minute. All right, so if that works, then I can take the pictures that I just sent to my email, and I can drag and drop or upload them to the local Splash post site. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. But once it's in your email, you're opening the email in your Chromebook, right?
Right.
So once you have it, once it appears on your email using your Chromebook, then you have to download the pictures first, so you can upload it later on.
All right. So, oh, here's the tiny URL. So you made me a tiny URL. Okay. Cool.
Yes. I'll also be sending the tiny URL via email, via text message. So if you have clients who wish to receive it via text, you'll have an option to do so. Okay.
I think I already got that. Here's your tiny URL. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, you guys send a lot of texts, and I'm trying to go through them. Sometimes I don't get on top of them right away, and there's 10 or 12 of them when I wake up. You guys are very, very busy, very efficient. All right, so still no there comes something else. Local Splash. Rate my
that's the tiny URL.
Choose whoa, now it's asking me for a password. Alright, very strange. Tap to load preview. Rate my. So that must be
that's the tiny URL. That's a tiny URL. You have an option to send it or forward it via text or email. I sent it both, so text and email.
Okay. All right, so I still haven't gotten that email that I sent to myself. Photos, select, 1, 2, 3, send to me. And that again. That's why I sent it to the wrong one. I don't even have to. I know what I'm doing wrong. My handy. There it is. Okay. P-I-C-S. Boom. All right, let's try that again. I have three emails that I screwed up and sent it to the wrong one. Okay. Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum. Okay, inbox. All right, so the tiny URL's in there, but I don't see my picks just yet. Imagine that coming. Okay. So if they do come in, then I should be able to go to my main page and hit post and then upload those three pictures and then write a little post and then send it in, right? Ah, there
exactly.
They are. All right.
Exactly.
So I got them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So now, three pictures. All right. So now I will go back to post. Bada bing. Click or drag photo here to upload image. Press that. Okay. So when that window pops up that says my drive, where will I find those pictures? Do I have to download them from the email?
Yes, that's right. Download them from the email first. So it will show up in your downloads, folder.
So I press downloads and there's nothing on there. Do I have to go back to the pictures and then individually
yes,
upload
please.
Them?
Oh, yes.
Very good. Hello. I am such a dork. Okay, so pics, boom. All right, so now do I go into it, and it says image 2.4 megs, and then there's an arrow, download. Oh, look what I just learned. Emma.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
Emma, I love you. Awesome. All right, so I got three downloads now. Okay, one, two, and three. All right, now we'll go back to posts. See what happens here. Oh. Okay, so downloads. Ah! Look at that. Okay. So now I need to go to, okay. So do I touch the picture and then say send it to post, or do I go from the post page and just grab it?
From the post. If you want to drag it, you have to open both windows at the same time. So you have to open your downloads folder at the same time together with the local Splash dashboard. But that's
okay. I sort of have that going on right now, but the download window is in front, and how do I shrink it? Is there a way to shrink it?
On the upper right, there should be like the dash, and then there's a square, and then the X.
Yeah. Okay, the X. I got the X.
Click.
The X will fit. Yeah,
no,
X
not the X.
It will
close it. So just do you see? Oh, you have to click on the square one.
Square. Google Apps no square.
Upper right, there's like the dash to minimize it, the square one to maximize it, and then the exit button.
Restore, okay. That says restore.
If you click it, yes, you have to restore it. If you have closed it earlier, if you click the X button, you have to restore it first.
I think I lost everything. All right, let's try to go back to... Okay, so there's the pictures, here's the posts. All right, so I'm going to press that. I have downloads. All right, so open. Create a post. Okay, so it says open. All right. And then can I add, I want to add the other two. How do I add the other two?
It doesn't seem to allow us to add like two or more pictures. It should be one at a time.
Okay. So description. So I'm going to write something, okay?
Right. Yes, please.
Coffee, table, and end tables pre-table and end cables, delivered and stolen by Andy Mack. Okay, I'm just going to try this. Publish.
Yes, go ahead.
There are circles happening. Okay. Hey! Holy shit. I see two posts. All right. So on the first post, can I delete the first post? Yes, I can. There's a little delete bag, garbage can right there. Because you guys put our custom woodworking services include creating symbolic memorial garden benches, but the picture is of a bunch of coasters. So can I...
If you want, you can just edit the description, or you can just delete it right away, completely.
All right, I'm going to delete it because I'm going to do a different post since I now have one post and I know sort of what the hell I'm doing.
All right. You're doing great.
All right. So I have one post. There it is. Now, what else were we going to do? Oh, yeah. Okay, so I just need to send my pictures to myself, download each one, and then post one picture at a time on my posts. Okay, that's going to take me a while. What was the other thing? Oh, changing the picture from the main one to something else. Can we do that?
Yes, hold on. Let's see. I'm also trying to figure it out. Hold on. Give me just a minute, okay?
That's right. You were gonna. Right.
Yes, I did not get any response yet. Hold on.
That's fine. No worries. Okay. So, where's home? Oh. Okay, there's my picture.
Is that your current logo, sir, the one that that's currently in there, the picture that's showing?
Yeah.
Is that your current logo?
Uh-huh.
I see. So for that, we actually have to change it from our end. Do you have a new logo already or no?
Not really. So what you want there is logo as opposed to just a picture. I was thinking put a picture of one of my benches, but I understand what you guys are looking for. You're looking for a logo. And so let's just go ahead and leave that one. Let me look. Where's my pictures? Where can I find my pictures? Is that home? Post home. All right, so home. Where does it show all of my pictures that you guys have in there? Can I find
go them? To, yes, yes. Go to, hold on, where did I see this? Go to, give me just a minute, okay? I found it, actually. Click on the three lines again on the upper right, and then click on business info.
Business info, there we go.
And sir, I just found out you can actually change it, though it normally should be a logo, but if you have other pictures you want it to be, yes, you can actually do it. So are you in the business info already?
No, I think I understand what you guys are looking for, and let's just leave that there. Now, there is one other picture that I almost would like to have on there better. So how could I change the logo picture? There's one other one that I sent you. It's number 6 on the list, and it shows Handy Mac Services, and then it shows, basically, that's my sign when I go to home shows, and it has good information on it. So I'm wondering, although it doesn't have my phone number, but isn't my phone number listed on the site anyway? Yeah, it's listed right there under location information.
So if you want to change that, go to business info. So click on, do you still see the burger line, the three lines in the upper right of the local dashboard? Okay, click on that. And then earlier, you had to click on post, right? This time, you had to click on business info.
Got it. Okay, I see all my info, and then I see the pictures are at the bottom.
Scroll down, yes, correct. That's the one at the bottom. So it says there, click here to add photos. So if you want to add photos on the list of the pictures that we have, you can do that.
Right.
You can also arrange it, like just drag and arrange it.
Right.
And then there.
So how do I change the top one to the fifth one or sixth one?
You just have to drag it, like drag and hold.
Hold it and then tap it?
Yes, long press. Long press the picture and then move it to wherever you want it.
Yeah, I'm like, not sure if Chrome works like that. So I got a hand. There's a hand and a trash can. So when I go to the picture, I see a hand and then a trash can. If I press the hand, then if I go up and press again, it still gives me the logo picture.
No, the logo, sir, like above that, there's like logo, cover photo, business photo. So currently you're on the business photo. So if you want to change the logo, there's like a pencil icon on the right part on the beside the logo itself. There's like a pencil.
Okay.
So click on the logo and then click the pencil beside it.
When I click the logo, it brings it up in a separate picture in the middle of my page. What if I just click on the pencil first? Oh, there we go. Change logo. Oh!
Yes.
Oh! Okay, so now it's taking me back to my downloads, but I want to change it to the picture that's already there, which is that one. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I just touched the picture that I want, and there's... So it shows like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 little options at the bottom of the page. So which one of those takes it to my logo?
Huh. Let me check. Hold on. Which one would you like, sir? Which picture?
The sixth one, it says Handy Mac Services,
the
picture
one.
Of a sign. And then it has Handy Mac Memories, myhandymac.com, Benches Custom Orders, Copy and Intel. Then it shows some of my products.
Okay, hold on. We have to save that photo first. So click on that. Click on the photo that you want. Click it.
Right. Right.
And then click the fourth. Is that the yes? Click the fourth option below. You said there's eight. There are eight options. So click on it, and then it will say full screen. The fourth option, the fourth option.
All right, full screen, I'm on it.
Yes, and then right-click the picture, and then save image as.
Save image as.
Okay. Yes, and then save it. It should be to you, it should go to your downloads folder.
Got it.
So once it's in your downloads folder, go ahead and go back to the logo and then click the pencil and then download the picture or upload the picture.
Okay. All right. I think we might be doing this here. So go to the pencil, which is exit full screen. Okay. So now we're going. I'm going to delete that. We're going to go to the pencil again. Get a pencil. Oh. Look at that. For minimum dimension, 50 px wide by 250 px tall, minimum size 10 kilowatts. So, something. Big or two?
What does it say?
It's an error.
Let me try. Hold on.
Drag photo. Whoa, nice. That maybe it's taking the full screen.
No. Hold on.
It didn't come through as an image, it came through as a picture. Yeah, isn't that a lot or is that not a lot?
Mr. I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
That's okay. It's not big enough, I don't think. It's saying it's only 19 kilobytes.
It's too small.
Too small. Okay. All right. Well, at least I'm in the right direction. I don't know why it would be. Hi, baby.
He's crying.
Hi, baby. Hi,
I'll be there in a sec.
Okay. So I got some stuff to work on. At least I can post a couple things. Honestly, Emma, I'm going on vacation like next week for 4 weeks, so I really won't be around to do this. So let me post a few things before I go. We'll leave the logo picture the way it is, and then let's just we'll just move forward after that. Okay?
Yes, sir. Well, I actually tried changing the logo myself, and yes, it has something to do with the size of the picture. It seems too small, and like with the other pictures, so if we can get a better copy of that picture, then we can definitely have that as the profile picture instead.
I will do my best. Thank
All
you
right.
so much.
You're Back welcome. So for now, we have to start on sending the tiny URL, okay? It's
All
best
right.
to get as many reviews as possible, because that's
right.
how we can build credibility of our business. Oh, okay, this man has a lot of 5-star reviews. Let's go with this man, right?
Right.
So
right.
That's also something
okay.
important. Now, do you have any other concerns
yeah.
before I let you go?
No, we're good. I'll work on that tiny URL. I'll send it to a few of my customers, and then in the body of the message, I'll ask them if they have Google, if they could please, you know, give me a review. That would be great.
All right. Well, if you have any other concerns, you're open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Mondays through Fridays. And for now, I only hope that you will enjoy your vacation. That's kind of a long
Thanks.
Vacation. So stay safe,
yeah,
Jeff.
So, 3 weeks of fishing and hanging out with my cousin. It'll be fun. Take care.
Yes, thank you so much. Goodbye for now.
Bye.